This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Cree Finfrock. Cree, when did you first pitch in a baseball game?
Probably whenever you start pitching in Little League. I'm not sure what age it is, but super early.
Did you ask to pitch, or did a coach throw you out there?
I think my dad was the coach, and I think he just threw me out there.
How'd you enjoy it?
I've always loved pitching, so it's fun.
Was it something you were immediately good at?
I was always a two-way player. When I was younger, I always thought of myself as a shortstop outfielder. And just when I hit high school, I just kind of stuck with pitching.
Speed, power guy, or both as a batter?
More of a speed guy. I could swing for power, but it wasn't anything spectacular.
As you're pitching, all right, you've got your fastball. What's the second pitch you learned?
Second pitch was a changeup. My dad wouldn't let me throw any kind of curveball, slider, anything along those lines until basically almost high school.
So what, were you in eighth grade when you first threw your first breaking ball?
Probably about eighth grade. Eighth grade to ninth grade, probably right around that age.
I was reading about just how good of a pitcher you were in high school. Was there one game that you threw that really stood out?
Nothing in particular. I mean, I just went out there. I didn't think of anything that isn't like any different. I just threw it. I never had any kind of pressure on me, so I just went out there and threw. I never had anything that really stood out to me, I guess.
What was the hardest that you threw in high school?
97, 98.
Was it true that there was an accident with your hand getting slammed in a car door?
There was. It was a freak accident. Me and my friends were out to ride four-wheelers and kind of do a side-by-side, just out mudding. Mm-hmm. And I was at the back of my truck with my hand in the door frame. And he came by, saw the door open, and slammed it on my hand.
Where were you in high school at this point? What year?
I was a senior.
What part of senior year?
Very end. It was probably 6 weeks till the draft.
So did that affect the draft at all?
I'm not sure exactly, but I mean, I would like to say yes, but everything happens for a reason.
Okay, so you go into the draft, the senior year, and then after that, off to college. How did you find Central Florida, or how did they find you?
I committed to them as a freshman or sophomore. I can't remember exactly, but committed there super early and just kind of everything just fell into place. Went there, stayed there for 4 years, had an unfortunate shoulder surgery. So it's, but I mean, it was a good 4 years. It was fun.
When did the shoulder surgery pop up? When did you get hurt?
There's no exact date. I'd never had like a one pitch kind of thing where it happened all of a sudden, but it was just kind of throughout my sophomore year, I kind of dealt with some command issues. Velocity dropped a little bit. We weren't sure exactly as to what was causing it. Ended up coming back from, I went up to the Cape Cod League, came back and had an MRI, and it showed that I had a slap tear in my labrum. So
how much time did you lose then to that injury and the recovery?
In total, from live game to live game was 18 months.
A lot of time.
It is.
How did you spend it away from baseball?
It was tough. I mean, I kind of had to sit back and watch for the first time in my career, really. And it was a long time. It was time that I was able to sit back and kind of evaluate myself and what I needed to do better and what I needed to just kind of grow as a person.
So what did you say? What did you say? Okay, here's what I need to work on for myself.
Just more of my mentality. I was coming off. High school kid, young in college, just I needed to kind of just settle down. I'm a perfectionist, so I like to everything has to go my way, or I kind of just let it get to me. So I kind of just let things and let that time just. I was able to sit back and watch my teammates, and that time gave me the time to think about it. Baseball is a game of failure, so it's I knew I'm gonna fail at some point, so.
Something that I've talked to other Lugnuts about, how it's good to be hard on yourself, but only good if that's constructive and not destructive. Mm-hmm. So where are you right now in dealing with your own failures?
I mean, I'm positive with that. If I have a bad outing or I have something that's going against me, I just kind of see what I can do to fix it. I don't kind of beat myself up on it. I just am along for the ride, trusting the process.
With Cree Finfrock, okay, 18 months are over. How good did it feel to get back on the field in your uniform?
Oh, it was awesome. It was, you get those first day jitters back again. It's just like every other year. I was nervous. I can't lie to you about that.
Did you get it back immediately, or did it take time to get back to being you again?
It took time. I mean, I threw in the fall and early spring, and just from live game, it's different when you see, obviously, your teammates leading into another team. It's, you get the adrenaline going and everything like that. So it's it was fun.
Did you hear from your teammates and your coaches how glad they were to have you back out there?
Yeah, they were glad. I mean, everybody, we had a completely new coaching staff coming in from the year prior. Basically an entire new team, so nobody really knew exactly what kind of pitcher I was. Everybody was excited to see what I could offer and kind of help the team build off the regional appearance we made the previous year.
And how did the season go for you?
It was good. I had some failures. I had some success. It was good. I ended up getting obviously drafted by the Blue Jays, so overall I think it was good.
Approaching the draft, did you have any expectations about when, where you would be drafted?
Nothing in particular. I just really just wanted the chance to play pro ball. I didn't know where it was going to be at. I didn't really have any expectations, really. I just wanted to get the opportunity to play.
All right, so the draft occurs. Where were you when you heard your name was called or when you received your phone call?
Where was that? I was actually in the process of cleaning my truck. So I was, I was just cleaning my truck. My phone was in my pocket. I heard it ringing, and that's when I got the call.
Was it a quick turnaround from that to pitching in a minor league game?
Yeah, it was 2-3 weeks, and I was out there. I was up in Bluefield last year, so it's went over to mini camp and pretty short time over there. Got shipped up to Bluefield, and it was right into the fire.
Did you ask anybody for advice about what minor league ball was going to be like?
Yeah, I have some guys that I've played with in the past, and they've been in the minor leagues. They know. They know all the ins and outs of it. They told me it's just a grind, just getting through it every day, just whatever I could do to prepare myself mentally to play every day, just do that.
With Lugnuts pitcher Cree Finfrock, all right, last year you're in Bluefield. I've heard that Bluefield is basically, it's baseball. Mm-hmm. That's what you've got. There's nothing else, true?
Yeah, exactly. There's very few restaurants, not a whole lot to do, but that's kind of what... What I was expecting out of the first year. I wanted to focus on baseball. I had no other distractions, so it was nice.
How was it with Dennis Holmberg and Adam Bernero?
Oh, it was awesome. Dennis is a great guy. Adam's a great pitching coach. The atmosphere was great. They just going in there, they kind of just kept the team on track, and it was a great year. We made a little run in the playoffs and didn't come out successful, but it was fun.
Did Dennis give you either a nickname or any weird gifts?
Let me think about that. Any weird gifts, any nicknames? I'm not sure. I mean, everybody just normally calls me Finn. Any gifts?
I've heard weird stories about Dennis Holmberg.
Yeah, he gives... I can't think of anything particular, but there was... I'm not sure on that one. I can't remember.
Last year, your Bluefield Blue Jays look a lot like this year's Lansing Lugnuts. Mm-hmm. How has that been looking around when you come and join us, and it's a lot of the guys that you played with last year?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's in a pretty even mix of Vancouver and Bluefield. There's obviously more guys joining us. I just got on the team 2 weeks ago, so it's nice to see some familiar faces, meet new people, and kind of build off what we did last year.
What are you working on right now on the mound?
I've just been working on throwing strikes. I had a little command issues last year, just obviously with my first year off shoulder surgery. So just kind of perfecting everything that I've been working on for the past couple of years.
Are you now back at full strength?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, with shoulder-wise, everything's there. Now it's just perfecting all the little minor tweaks that you can do with your pitches and stuff along those lines.
If you don't mind me asking about your name, what's the best reaction you've gotten when people have heard, hey, this is Cree Finfrock?
Normally it's just kind of like, what is that name? I've heard it all, seen it all. It's funny.
So Cree, and let's tell the story on the microphone instead of off the microphone. You were named after your great uncle, right?
I believe it was my dad's great great uncle. I'm not exactly sure how far along it goes, but I know there's a couple people on my dad's side of the family with the name Cree, and I guess my parents just like the name Cree.
How proud of you are you of being Cree?
I am proud. It's a family tradition naming their kids Cree, so it's a cool name. It's short. It's different.
And besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
Fishing and doing stuff for my truck. I like to do anything with my truck.
Do you have many rods and reels?
Quite a few.
How many?
How many? 10-15 different, obviously different uses for each of them.
Cree Finfrock, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Cree Finfrock. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.